Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Hey, they're not kidding around. How do you feel about your text messages and emails being monitored next? No, that's not going to happen. They're not going to do that. It's just Facebook, Twitter, ScrewTube, TikTok, Snapchat, and the other ones. They're the only ones monitoring what we conservatives are doing and kicking us off. They're definitely not going to read our text messages and emails. What's next? Listening in on our phone calls? Who knows? Could be right around a corner. You think I'm making this up? That's story numero uno today, Politico. No, they literally want to read your text now. Yeah, that's it. For misinformation. What if it's the same misinformation that told us the Wuhan lab leak thing was a conspiracy theory? No, not that misinformation. Story has me not too happy today. Hey, I protect my data with a VPN. You should too. Go check it out. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Protect your data from prying eyeballs. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Let's get right to it. One quick note. I am very sorry yesterday about the podcast. If you listen on Apple Podcasts or Apple Podcast Tunes, I don't know, whatever they call it anymore. It wasn't us. We never take days off unless we tell you in advance. There was a Monday show yesterday. I hope you didn't miss it. Apple had some kind of meltdown. It's been happening repeatedly lately. Folks, if you ever go to Apple and our show isn't there, you can go to Rumble. You can go to Bongino.com. Spotify, Google Podcasts, there's 1,000 different platforms. Even iHeart has one to listen to the show. But we put a lot of work into it. I'm really disappointed that some of you may have missed yesterday's show because Guy and Jim and Joe really liked it. I liked it too. So it was not us. Apple, this is happening a lot lately with Apple Podcasts. I don't know what's going on with their tech. It's a $1 trillion company, but they had some kind of outage. So I'm very sorry, but the show's there. 1560. It's there now. It went live at like 1 o'clock in the morning or something, which is actually today, not yesterday. So thanks, yeah. Producer Joe, as well, for staying on top of it. He caught it right away, but it wasn't Joe. It wasn't us. It was them. So good job on that. But you can always listen up on Gino.com, Spotify, or elsewhere. So thanks for your support. Sorry about that. All right. Again, let's get right to it. Today's show brought to you by Patriot Mobile. With major corporations going woke and canceling free speech, we need to partner with companies that deserve our trust. You know, many of these wireless companies, you know what they do? They support left-wing causes, causes that threaten our freedoms and liberties. Patriot Mobile's not like that. They're different. Patriot Mobile's America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for our causes. Right now, they have two great offers to choose from. Either get 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone. Both come with free premier activation. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/Dan to get the details. Patriot Mobile is the broadest nationwide coverage, uses the same towers as the major providers, so you get great service for less money. How do you get it? Go to PatriotMobile.com/Dan or call their top-rated U.S.-based team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Veterans and first responders, you save even more. Switch to Patriot Mobile, a company you can trust to support our values, your values. PatriotMobile.com/Dan, PatriotMobile.com/Dan, or call 972-PATRIOT. All right, Joe, let's go. All right. So we are entering a dangerous new phase, folks, a dangerous new phase of censorship. I am not messing with you again. These are not conspiracy theories. This isn't me engaging in rank hyperbole for, you know, so we can get a few extra downloads and clicks. Don't need them. Don't care about that stuff. Only care about honesty and truth. And the honesty and the truth is this: we are in real trouble. Saw this article creep up on Politico yesterday, otherwise known as Bullitico, if you get what I mean. But I used it because this is from a left-leaning outlet. Because, you know, when I put this up there, the fake book fact checkers, who are really communist opinion checkers, they're little mini totalitarians. I described that a little bit yesterday in case you missed the show. What happened with you? You know, if I put up any conservative source, which is typically accurate, the fact checkers, like the little tyrants they are, will jump all over the clip and say, Dan put a comma instead of a period. Therefore, we're fact checking what he said in the sentence because it's grammatically incorrect. So I try to use left-leaning sources sometimes to make it really hard for the fact checkers to do their thing. We are entering a dangerous new era of censorship. Start preparing now. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. Start preparing now for third world type censorship and thought suppression here.
Oh my God, that sounds crazy. Look at you, conspiracy theory guy. Really?
Folks, if you are not in the parallel economy now, you better get there quick. I don't care what social media you use, Parler, Getter, Locals, CloudHub, I don't Gab, I don't care. But you better have an alternate social media presence other than Facebook and Twitter. On the economic front, I told you I set up a payment processor, linepay.com. If you'd like to use it, fine. If not, up to you. I set that up as well so you can get away from Stripe. There are others out there setting up conservative banks. Get out while you can. We are entering third world type thought suppression status. Not a joke. Check out this Politico story. Headline, potentially a death sentence. The Biden White House goes off on vaccine fear mongers. Now you're a fear monger. Keep in mind, Kamala Harris. So keep this up, this headline. Kamala Harris, our disgraced vice president now, disgraced vice president now, was the one during the campaign that said, I'm not taking any vaccine that Trump put out there. Remember that? Was she a fear monger? No, she was a goddess amongst you pathetic, totalitarian, disgusting leftist losers. Yes, I'm a little pissed today. Sorry. Subheadline, the administration has shifted to a head-on strategy to dispel fear-mongering over the door-to-door efforts. Listen, you know for a fact, by the way, if Trump had gotten reelected, right? If Trump was sitting in office right now, you know for a fact the media would be publishing every single negative story about all of these vaccines to make Trump look like he rushed this thing through. You know it. There's an interesting piece by, I think, Gerard Baker in the Wall Street Journal today that talks about exactly that. If Trump had gotten reelected, every single kid that got some kind of a blood clot, every adult that got Guillain-Barre or whatever it's called from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it would be on the nightly news every day with a chyron, Trump rushes vaccine, kills Americans. Now, the fact that the vaccine has some issues, granted, in the larger sample size, we haven't seen it in mass, but has some issues. They want to make all that go away now because it's Biden. So how dare you ask questions? You're not even allowed to ask questions. So the Biden administration wants people to go door to door. That's not a question. That's not open for fact checking. That's a fact. Who those people are is open for fact checking. The Biden administration has said they want people to go door to door. But now that a lot of conservatives and liberty-loving Americans are like, you know what? I don't want some dude knocking on my door telling me what to do with my body. Now the Biden administration is like, no. We didn't mean like door-to-door. We meant like trusted messengers. I'll get to that in a second. First, from the Politico piece, you may be saying, what does this have to do with censorship? Oh, hang out. I'm going to get there. Screen cap one from the Politico piece. The Biden administration is casting conservative opponents, just remember, conservative opponents of the COVID vaccine as dangerous and extreme, adopting a more aggressive political posture in an attempt to maneuver through the public health conundrum. Here we go. The Biden White House has decided to hit back harder on misinformation, which usually means facts, and scare tactics after Republican lawmakers and conservative activists pledged to fight the administration's plans to go door to door to increase vaccine rates. Listen to this last sentence. Very, very important. The pushback will include directly calling out social media platforms and conservative news shows that promote such attacks. Folks, news shows, social media, I'm telling you, we are walking right into dangerous third world thought suppression. The greatest irony of all right now is while Cubans in a socialist, communist, Marxist country are fighting for the freedom to speak freely in the streets, American liberal filth bags here are fighting to institute a Cuban-style communist repressive regime right in the United States. You speak out about Guillain-Barre for the J&J vaccine? Wow, your conservative show going to be removed from all the platforms? You're going to be taken down from social media? Again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm begging you. I did another fake book live on this yesterday about the fake fact checkers. Please get into the parallel economy now. You know I'm an investor in Rumble. I didn't even mention Rumble before. If you want to, that's an alternative to YouTube. There are multiple social media platforms that are alternatives to Twitter and Facebook. You have Mayway. You got this new Getter One. You got Gab. You got Parler. You got all of these entities out there. I don't care what you join. That's up to you. I put my money where my mouth is. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm simply telling you, get the hell out of the liberal Cuba economy right now. It's not just your shows, if you are a conservative out there who has a show that wants to speak the truth. It's not just your social media platforms are going to go after. These are dangerous, dangerous tyrants. I can't emphasize this enough. They will do anything for the grift, for the money, and the connections to power as long as the last ones that have their heads cut off. They want to be the last ones in line for the guillotine. You doubt me about this door-to-door campaign, which has really aggravated a lot of conservatives and liberty lovers out there who don't want you on their property. They don't want you there. The Biden administration doesn't like that. They want to be able to walk on your property with trusted messengers. Again, I know they'll fact check this because they're communist bastards. I'm just going to say that. That's what they are. And I'm tired of their bull. I'm tired of it. Here's Fauci again, who amazingly is asked a question, actually a decent question, by a liberal reporter. I don't even remember this guy's name. I'm sorry. They all blend in. They all say the same dumb stuff. But he's asking a decent question. I cut the question out in the interest of time. But the question is this. He asked Fauci. He says, listen, if your goal is to get more Americans vaccinated, do you really believe like attacking them for not getting vaccinated is the way to do this, to make them feel like they're idiots, to call them dopes, to pull down Facebook posts because they mentioned that there are some side effects to the vaccine? That's a fact. The degree of the side effects and how dangerous it is, relatively speaking, of course, is open to interpretation and ongoing data collection. It's been small yet. But there are side effects. That's a fact. You mentioned that on Facebook, of course, the totalitarian communist a-holes come after you on Facebook because they're nothing more than tools of the government and the CDC. They're government totalitarians. That's it. Here's Fauci right here. Fauci doesn't like the question. Fauci's like, yeah, we shouldn't really treat people bad or whatever. Then he goes on to talk about these trusted messengers, how they need to like go to people's doors. So I don't get it. If people are smart enough, should be left alone, and when they're ready to get the vaccine, they'll get it, then why are you sending, quote, trusted messengers to their door? Check this out.
You know, you have a point there, and that's the reason, John, where what's going on right now is getting trusted messages, not government officials like myself, but trusted messengers in the community to outreach to people. And those messengers could be your family doctor. It could be a clergy person. It could be a community leader. It could be a sports figure. It could be the people who are really trusted by the community. So you're absolutely right. I mean, telling people, you know, you've got to get vaccinated, you've got to get vaccinated. I mean, I think it's important to point that out. People do need to know, not in a pejorative way, not in a finger-pointing way, but just look at the data.
We're looking at the data. I mean, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? We're smart people who can look at the data. So why are you sending trusted messengers door to door to tell people? What do you think? They're too stupid? This, again, is this patrician model. This we're smarter than you, you dumb rubes, as I discussed yesterday. You bunch of, you know, Walmart-dwelling, smelly people, non-deodorant-wearing folks. You're too stupid. So we're going to send, what, a baseball coach to your house to knock on the door? Hey, it's Coach Larry. You guys around? Yeah, let me tell you about the vaccine. Bro, if I want to play shortstop and, you know, range more towards second base because it's a lefty pull hitter, I'll ask Coach Larry. If I want the vaccine, I don't give a damn what Coach Larry has to say. Very sorry, Coach Larry. I want a left-handed relief pitcher in the eighth inning to get the lefty out who has a trouble with lefty pitchers and the curveball. I'll ask Coach Larry. I don't care about Coach Larry being a trusted messenger to tell me about where to go and get the vaccine. I'm not interested. Why would you go to Coach Larry? You think it's hard to find the vaccine? Now they're saying, listen, nobody's going door to door to tell you about the vaccine. It's going to be where to get it. We know where to get it. It's called a phone or a computer. Where to get vaccine. It's not hard. You don't need Coach Larry for that. Trusted messengers. So first it's insult people who don't get the vaccine, then pull down their social media, then attack their conservative shows for speaking the truth, and then send people to their door. This sounds like kind of communist Cuba stuff, doesn't it? You think people are stupid? Nobody can figure out where to get this thing? That's stupid. Goes on. Second piece from Politico. Here's where it gets even worse. You think it's bad enough they're coming after our shows and they're coming after your social media? If you dare speak the truth about the vaccine and the door-to-door trusted messengers? From Politico. Biden allied groups, including the DNC, are also planning to engage. Here we go, folks. Fact checkers again, more aggressively, as if they haven't been aggressive enough. And they're going to work with SMS carriers, am I reading this right, to dispel misinformation about vaccines sent over text messages and social media. Oh my, is this real? The goal is to ensure that people who may have difficulty getting a vaccination because of issues like transportation, see those barriers lessened or removed entirely. Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what this is about, folks. It's about text message campaigns to make sure people have a ride to go get the vaccine because, you know, nobody knows how to do that. Nobody knows Uber or anything like that. They can't figure Uber, Lyft. They can't get a neighbor. They don't have cars. Again, you're all morons. You don't know where a Kinko's is, despite the fact Kinko's been out of business for 13 years. If you watched yesterday's show, you know what I mean.
Oh,
what was... Oh, if there was ever a moment for that drop, that was it. Oh, excuse me. Shaggy. I want you to... There are two takeaways from that second Politico cut. They're going to deputize fact checkers to act more aggressively after that fact checker, as I told you yesterday during my show, attacked my page for stating to you a statistical fact. Ruben Portella Carballera from healthfeedback.org fact checked a statistical fact I put out on my show, backed up by data, that the Delta variant fatality rate was 0.08, because Ruben Portella Carballera is one of these guys who hates the truth. And he works with Facebook and others to suppress the truth because they want you scared all the time. Now they're going to work with fact checkers to be more aggressive. They're going to work with SMS carriers to watch your text messages. Folks, you read it right there. They're going to dispel. Let me quote exactly, because I know the fact checker losers watch my show. They sit there glued to the screen, Clockwork Orange style. That the SMS carriers are going to work to dispel misinformation. That's interesting. Who gets to declare what misinformation is? Is it the same people who said the Hunter Biden story was made up? Is it the same people who told us Russian collusion was real? Is it the same people who told us the Wuhan lab leak was a conspiracy theory? Those fact checkers, they're going to work with them to dispel misinformation about vaccines sent over text message. Huh? That's interesting. That's Kim Jong-un would really love that. I'm sure Fidel's very proud right now. I'm sure he's looking down on him right now like, my man, he's like this, Fidel. Yes, my man. Fidel saluting with his military cap on. You know his military cap? He's like, right. He's like, my man, the liberal tyrant scumbags in the United States. Tired of you losers. I am so tired of you useful idiots. Listen, sorry about the language, too bad. I am so tired of these communist losers and the useful idiots who facilitate them. Waltzing in a new era of like Soviet style, third world communism in the United States because they're just too stupid to figure out they're being used as pawns. Mark my words on this. Mark the day, mark the show, episode 1561. Your emails are next. Oh, you think they monitoring your text messages? They won't monitor your emails next? Your emails are next. 100%. You never thought you'd get to the day where they monitor your text messages, right? The day's here. Your emails are next. Your phone calls come after that. Don't doubt me, that tipped the great Rush Limbaugh. That was his line. So again, the irony of Cubans demanding an end to totalitarianism, why liberals demand more of it here. And by the way, where are Bernie and AOC on this? These two frauds, supposedly into tolerance and the little guy. We're in it for the working man. You're not in it for the little man. You're the working man. You're totally full of crap. You're full of it. Just admit you're full of it. You're epic frauds. Remember Bernie? He was all against the millionaires and billionaires until he became a millionaire himself. Now he's just the billionaires. Forget the billionaires, because I am. Remember this fake phony fraud? Remember the bartender too? The bartender, she's all in it for the little guy too. Big socialist, drives a nice Tesla, has a really expensive apartment. I don't fault him that. I don't fault him that. And it was an article I read this weekend, but I'm not even giving the author credit because it was a liberal dunce. But the liberal dunce like, that's not hypocritical. You know, they're arguing AOC for a tax system that would hurt them because they'd have to pay more money. That's not what they're arguing for. That's not. They're arguing for a system of socialism that takes from others according to their abilities and gives to others according to their needs. AOC should be giving away her stuff because she has no ability to others who need it. That's her principles. Is that nothing to do with taxes? Taxes are a surrogate argument for socialism. They just avoid them anyway. Ask John Kerry and Al Sharpton. That's not what they're arguing for. They're arguing for socialism, the redistribution of common goods. Bernie doesn't own common goods. He owns private homes, expensive cars. So does AOC. They're full of crap. That's why have they been completely quiet about the liberty eruption that happened in Cuba? How do you know it's a liberty eruption? Because they're literally screaming libertad, liberty in Spanish. I haven't seen a better piece all week about this. It's only Tuesday, but it's a good one. Scott McKay in the American Spectator. He mentions my name in it, which I appreciate, but that's really not the reason I'm putting it in there. It's a very good piece. A very good piece. He mentions what we discussed on yesterday's show, and I really hope you go back and listen to it. It was an important show where I mentioned that government's job is only to ensure freedoms. Government doesn't grant you freedom. God does. You have God-given big R rights. You were born with those rights. The government doesn't give you anything. And government is just us. It's a collective agreement through founding documents and law amongst all of us that we are going to enshrine in writing a series of things us, the government, when given power in the government, can't do to other people, so we preserve rights. Those rights aren't given to you by government. AOC and Bernie don't understand that. They think your rights are granted to you somehow by government bureaucrats who don't know jack squat about you or your life. But this is a good piece talking about these total frauds on the left and how last week really wasn't too good for them. The piece is called A Hard Week for the Hard Left. As Cuba erupts, they've gotten awfully quiet, those hard leftists, haven't they? By Scott McKay. Again, it's worth your time. Remember all that BS we heard from all these Cuba acolytes who... you know, love to give back rubs to the Castro regime, Bernie and others. Oh, their hospitals are so wonderful. Really? People are dying and starving in Cuba. They haven't had a new car there since the 1950s. Oh, it's the embargo. It's the embargo. You know what's funny? Venezuela doesn't have an embargo, and Marxism managed to destroy that place in just a few years, embargo or not. You think it's the embargo? That's what did it? You may want to look at confounding variables in the scientific method. Try it sometime. It always works. The Cuban hospitals are wonderful. Really? That's interesting. We haven't heard much about how great the Cuban hospitals are. People are dying in mass from COVID down in Cuba. But here, from the Spectator piece, it mentions this. He says, you know, no wonder the cat got Bernie and AOC's tongues. It doesn't look good. Talking about the bad week for the left. And since they've regaled us with laughable BS for years about how Cuba's medical system, which doesn't even have clean needles or bandages, by the way, much less hospital beds or MRI machines, is better than ours, and how Cuba is more equitable than America. Something that was insulting to the intelligence of all, considering that Fidel Castro died a richer man than Mitt Romney. So did Hugo Chavez, their other idolized caudillo, by the way. Their silence is golden. Don't hear much about those vaunted Cuban hospitals anymore, do you? as COVID ravages that country. And listen, before leftists who want to, again, Sean Penn, I'm assuming, and others want to extol the virtues of how wonderful Cuba is and how terrible capitalism is, before you do that and tell us the hospital system in Cuba would be better. It's just the American embargo. I'd just like you to know food and medicine aren't included in the embargo, so you can shut your mouth. Take your mouth and shut it, because you're an idiot who doesn't know anything. And idiots are best staying quiet other than advertising to the world how dumb they are. It's the embargo. Really, Venezuela wasn't embargoed, and Venezuela turned to Marxism and destroyed its entire economy in under 5 years. Kind of strange, right? How those variables always seem correlated. Marxism, poverty. Marxism, poverty. Marxism, poverty. More Marxism, more poverty. More poverty, more Marxism. More Marxism, more poverty. Really weird how you kind of miss that correlation every time. That also is a fascinating point at the end, though, that Castro died a wealthier man than Mitt Romney. But they love Castro and they hate Mitt Romney. That's probably something where it's a little bit mutual. I don't like Mitt Romney either. But that's a nice nugget there. Sure, Sean Penn will be raging against the ghost of Fidel Castro. Of course not. But it's time to start posting our W's a little bit. The left has had a bad week. And as I said to you last week, I don't want to be the macabre guy all the time. Everything's bad. The sky's falling. Listen, a lot of stuff is going on right now that's really, really bad. I even have a thing going on in my neighborhood I'm going to be talking about because it relates to a larger issue. But I do want to take some optimistic tone. When I say posting W's, it's an internet thing for like posting wins, advertising our wins. We've had some big wins. The last few weeks have not been good for the Democrats. Even the biggest naysayers in the world, you know, the Debbie Downers, no matter what happens, everything's over, the world's ending, forget it tomorrow. Even the biggest Debbie Downer and Danny Downer have to acknowledge the last few weeks have not been good for leftists. Here, from this same piece in Spectator, it'll be up in my show notes. Bongino.com/newsletters, how you access the notes/newsletter, same thing. First, Democrat legislators in Texas had to flee the state. No masks, by the way, on the plane, which I thought they were all about masks. After seeing crushing defeats in a special session that would block virtually everything in their cultural agenda. Nice. They had to flee the state, these losers. Remember how Texas was turning blue? Not really. More from the piece. President Biden's crime plan? Nope, not well received at all. Flush that baby down the toilet? Yep. Consumer prices keep rising, which we were told was not really a thing, despite it being a thing and Biden lying to us. Then there's the collapse of the Tucker Carlson is Alex Jones narrative when it became indisputable that Carlson was telling the truth about the NSA spying on him. More bad news for the left. The burgeoning political catastrophe that's Hunter Biden's art career while the laptop continues trickling out nuggets of joy. And lastly, even the Lego set of terror narrative couldn't withstand the pressure of the last few days. Did you hear that story? The January 6th, the insurrection. Turns out, like, we know it was a planned insurrection because we found a dude with a fully constructed Lego kit. That's not a joke. Listen to me. That is not a joke. Joe, I'm not kidding. That really happened. The AUSA, the Assistant United States Attorney, the prosecutor of one of these January 6th guys, this was a planned insurrection. There was a Lego kit of the Capitol. I had a Lego kit when I was younger. I think I had the Millennium Falcon. Does that mean I was taking the Death Star out? I don't think so. I don't even think I put the darn thing together. I once built a castle with Legos with my kid. Does that mean I'm storming Ohika Castle up in New York? Second largest private residence in the United States. How do I know that? Because I got married there. It's a cool place. Are we storming that tomorrow? Apparently, the government thinks having a Lego kit is definitely evidence. Not only that, the really bad week for the Democrats, the panic is now breaking out. It is. Again, there's no reason to like pop the corks. Hey, fight's over. We won. I'm going to show you some information later about an email I got from a woman about masks that shows you, no, this fight isn't even close to over. It's just begun. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that your activism and what you've been doing against CRT, against fraudulent elections, that it's not paying off. We are starting to post some W's. All right, without further ado, here is the, again, posting W segment, some wins for us. the media melting down. They've now resorted just to, I mean, I don't even want to say lying. They were lying about CRT the whole time, what it was, what it is, where it is, where it isn't. But now they're just in complete meltdown mode. They don't know what to do. And folks, one quick point on this. I've studied the left for a long time. I think one of the value-added components of this program I bring is having run for office, having worked in a White House with the most liberal president in modern American history before Biden, Barack Obama. You see things from a different perspective. And I'm telling you for a fact, when you see panic like this, and I don't mean panic like they're running around with their hair on fire. I mean panic in that they can't seem to get their message straight. That is usually the telltale sign that we're winning and that infighting is broken out. Thanks again for tuning in, folks. I'll see you all tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.